This is like my third time trying this. So I'm Rebecca Rizzo with The Red Hair, Energy with Shea Rizzo. And today's episode is kind of personal, and I'm kind of having a strange time sharing because I've got so much I want to share with you. But I have actually been on a journey. Today is my 409th day doing a daily meditation. So I am going to, for the next couple of episodes about this topic is about meditation. I'm still doing a portion of my series on my chakras. So if you'd like to look at that, you can go ahead and click here and it'll show you the beginning of the All My Chakra series. But today I am going to talk to you about my meditation journey, and I'm going to give you a couple hints so you can get yourself started. I was really apprehensive, uncomfortable, nervous, intimidated by starting a meditation journey. I thought it would be something that my mind wouldn't slow down enough to be able to benefit from. I go, 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 go. I never stop, really never stop. And that is, I think, part of the reason why I really had to figure out how to utilize this tool that I've heard so much about. COVID hit and it really affected a lot of us, and much harder in some ways than others. And I think a lot of us were affected by others, and it affected us without us really knowing. And when COVID started, I was always used to being out and about and connecting to everybody in the community. And then all of a sudden everything was closed down. And I was now stuck in one place. And I'm not used to doing that. That's just not kind of who I am. I'm a Enneagram 7, for those who know what that is. I don't like to stand still. And so going through COVID really kind of percolated a lot of things to the surface that I was, I guess, ready to deal with. And I was ready at that time, but wasn't really ready. So it really kind of caused a lot of anxiety and a lot of issues with depression, and I had to figure out a way to get myself through it so that I wouldn't try other means. Not that I would ever do anything to hurt myself, but I wasn't a happy person. There was a time where it was really, really, really hard, and this whole experience is the reason why I started my channel. This YouTube channel, I had it a while ago, but I didn't know what direction I was going in until recently, which is because I started my meditation journey. Now, today, like I said, is my 409th day, and I started it because I needed to figure out a way to calm my mind. I was doing a lot of negative talk, and a lot of just a lot of bad juju was coming at me, and I was allowing it to come at me, and I had to figure out a way how to silence that and allow myself to detach from the fact that I wasn't my thoughts. I mean, wrapping my head around that fact that you are more than your thoughts was something that really took a little bit of time for me to understand. So I started my meditation journey knowing I need to do something because I was having problems in my personal life. Things at work were really challenging and hard as well. And now I am stuck in one place, and all of my inner demons, the reason why I continue to move so fast all the time is because I really don't want to deal with a lot of that stuff. Well, gratefully, now I know I was tackled with dealing with those things. So I started doing some reading on meditation, and I actually started with, I wasn't ready. I don't understand. I actually started with this book, which is the 5-Minute Meditation book. And it kind of made me realize that there is a lot of things that you can do that would be considered, meditation. And it kind of brought me out of this box a little bit of what I thought it was and if I could do it. And this was only 5 minutes. So, I mean, who cares, right? I can try it for 5 minutes. So that was what I did. I went outside, and I think there's even some pictures on my social media. I went outside and I brought my sage bundle, you know, and I brought all my little, my blankets and my mandalas, and I got myself set up. I collected my water, and I actually went outside into my garden for my very first time. I meditated, and I even brought my singing bowl, which is here. I'll play this for you. I would do that and just kind of practice that and focus on the ripple of that vibration, because I can almost see the vibration of sound around it. And at that time, I kind of had already been able to see it then as well. And it was fascinating to me. So I would spend time just listening to this and playing with this and practicing and that kind of stuff. But I didn't consider that meditation. I actually went out and really focused on meditation. And I had tried doing this a while ago when my father passed away. I would say it was probably about 7 years ago, he passed away. And part of my process of healing was going out in the garden and meditating, but I didn't call it that. I just kind of went outside for myself and just kind of, just detached myself from the world inside and my responsibilities and just removed myself. So I did that, and that helped me during that process and brought me out of my brought me to where I currently am, which is I serve the community, the business community. And so I did that. I've done that for 7 years, but during that time I had evolved into a different layer and I was ready to kind of dive a little deeper in. I had gone through a lot of inner child work, and so meditation I knew was going to help me get down a little bit lower and deeper. And so I did start with a 5-minute meditation. Another hint is to go to YouTube, and this is what I do every morning now. So I've been doing this 409 days now. That's through sickness, that is through everything that you can think of in that over that year of time. I still made sure I managed to do a daily meditation, which was very easy for me to say no, but I never did. It was a it's a tool. I still use this every single, like, actually I meditate now. I would say my hour of meditation. I started at 5 minutes, okay? 5 minutes. And I am now probably up to about 2.5 hours, which is kind of funny because if you know me, to know that I sit still for 2.5 hours and really just kind of silent my mind as much as I can, which never does get silent, but I was saying something, so it's done a lot. But anyway, what I would do is I would wake up in the morning and I would, now what I do is I turn on to YouTube and I actually do searches for guided meditation hypnosis. And I enjoy that because there's a lot of different layers and it kind of really helps with my brain, with the bio beats and all of that kind of stuff. So I really kind of enjoy that. I'm like reprogramming my brain. And it's interesting because I can really tell partway through the day when I notice that I'm doing something a little different because of the meditation I had had that morning. So it's kind of interesting. I can just do meditation quiet and just sit and just go into my head. I don't really prefer that. I prefer a guided meditation because my mind is so full and so active. I can't really silence my mind, and so I would much rather have a guide there with me to walk me through it. You may not need that. That may bother you, which is totally fine. And that's also something that I did throughout this whole journey was I tried things differently. There's actually one thing I really enjoy doing, but I can't do now, is because I live in the Coachella Valley and it's like seriously like 120 degrees right now during summer. And what I was going to say is I actually found a meditation for walking, which I did. I would highly recommend meditation walking. I will definitely do it again. I also started reading and found some different guided meditations that I would take with me. And I've recorded them for myself so that I can talk to myself. So I'm going to go over one of those actually as well. When you look up YouTube videos for meditation or hypnosis, just put the length of time that you're willing to try it. The other thing is to get yourself some headphones. Now, at first, I didn't listen to that. I went through and some of the things they had said was you need to make sure you have some headphones. I did not hear that, and I decided to not have headphones. And at the beginning, for probably the first, I'd say 60 to 90 days, it was fine with no headphones. And then things kind of got a little crazy because things started reopening again, and things were a little strange with just my schedule. And so I had to do things a little different. We decided to go ahead and get the floors redone. And when the floors were redone, I wasn't able to go outside and be by myself. I had to actually be in the house. And in my house, everything's very open. And so I needed to get some headphones so that I can lay next to whoever and do my meditation. And that's actually what I do every day. So my body automatically will wake me up between four and, or it used to be between three and six. Actually, it's still probably around 3 and 6. There I am. I said actually again. I do get up automatically without an alarm between 3 and 6. I'd say 3:30, almost 4 now, and 6 a.m. It's interesting because I don't need the alarm. My body automatically will wake me up. I automatically pick up my phone, go to YouTube, look at guided meditation. It's kind of programmed already. I pick one. I look to see what time it is that I wake up. I look to see what time it is. I don't turn on any lights at all. I just see, look over at the clock, see what time it is. See, okay, it's 3:40, which was this morning. Great. I have enough time for at least an hour and a half meditation. So we'll go ahead and we'll put that on. And then I just put my headphones on and I get comfortable. First, I do make sure I go to the bathroom because I'll always have to go to the bathroom. So take your drink of water, go to the bathroom, and then go back and lay down. Get yourself comfortable or sit in a chair. I really enjoy laying down. I like getting into the position like I'm going to go to sleep. I don't go to sleep. You always feel like you do, and it's funny because I never completely go to sleep. At the very end, it always wakes me up. I hear it say, "Okay, now open your eyes," and I automatically open my eyes, which is why I like the hypnosis portion of it. So try that. It will be much easier than you think it will, and you will be better for it. Now, the one thing I am going to say to you is don't stop. Understand this is just going to be something you're going to do for the rest of your life. That is much easier for you to get to than it is for you to put a mark on a calendar that you're trying to achieve. I'm not trying to achieve any mark on the calendar. I'm just trying to do it every day. I know that I need this. I know that if I want to make sure that I stay medication free and I continue with my mental health journey the way I have been, which I have always suffered from and anxiety and depression my whole life with self-esteem issues and self-confident issues all the time since I was very little, like really little, worried about being fat when I was like 3. I don't know what that's about, but I liked food, so I worried about it, but didn't worry about it. But yeah, meditation is something that's not a, oh, I'm going to go ahead and do it for 30 days. You can try that. You can say that. Try to hit that mark. I mean, that was kind of my first woohoo moment, but I did not start it because I wanted to only do it for 30 days. I knew this was going to be a lifelong decision and change for myself so that I can continue expanding and growing the way I know I'm supposed to for my divine, my moving forward. I feel like I'm divinely guided. I really do. And I want all of you to get to that place. I believe since I've been doing meditation, it has allowed me to feel much more like a conduit to a greater good rather than an observer. So I would love for you to learn the things that I've learned. So I am going to teach you guys a daily meditation. I'm going to do a little meditation. It's one that's pretty simple, and I'm going to go ahead and have this as an option for a meditation. This will be on its own YouTube. So for those who are going to find that's awesome. I believe I'm going to put it right there, or maybe right there. I don't know. I'm getting good at doing, I'm practicing, I should say, at editing. So this is going to be the rainbow meditation. I have done it on my podcast. So for those who are listening again on a podcast, know it'll be on the next episode. But it is already published, and I will, or I, is that what you say? Published? Oh, it's actually on, I think eight different radio platforms. So you can actually, there's my actually again, sorry. You can look up Energy with Shea Rizzo Rainbow Meditation, and you should pop that up and see where you want to listen to it at. So thanks for tuning in. Don't go far because I have my rainbow meditation to follow. Thanks so much, guys. Please subscribe. If you like them, you guys are watching, but subscribe. That way you get notified. Oh, and put the little bell, okay? That way that when you know that I release something, you'll get reminded so that you don't forget about me. Okay, thanks. Bye.